Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race which is set before us. We've got to finish this thing. We have got to finish this thing. It says, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. If you could bow your hearts one more time. Father, we just thank you, oh God, for showing up at Rehoboth. Lord, anoint this word. Hallelujah. Let it touch some heart. Let it save some soul. Let it change some life. Let it build some faith. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you're going to help us so that we will finish this thing. Give God a praise offering right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in Jesus' name. We see so many people come to church and they think that just coming to church one or two times, or maybe even getting baptized, is enough. And they think that this Christian journey, this Christian walk, is a sprint. It's a 100-meter dash, but that's not what it is. This is a marathon. This is a race that takes some endurance. It takes some stick-to-itiveness. It takes some determination. It takes some faith. It takes some goals that you are not going to give up. You are going to have to fight through if you're going to finish this thing. Amen? It's going to take more than just starting out, but it's how you finish. It's how you pursue. It's how you make up in your mind that you're going to finish this thing. See, I've seen so many people come to church, and they come one or twice or three times, and then something happens in their lives, or they don't expect the carpet, you know, the red carpet to be laid out, or they don't expect the immediate change, and they quit. They don't understand that you have to finish this thing. You can't give up midway. You have to run this race with patience. The Bible says, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You've got to finish this thing. It's no good just starting a thing. You have to finish it. You can't just give up in the middle. I'm telling you that God wants those who will stay to the end. He wants those who will not give up at the first sign of trouble, at the first sign of hardship, at the first setback. He wants you to be able to finish this thing. Hallelujah. Some of us, as soon as something happens, we get discouraged. We get low instead of looking at where God has already taken us from. He's already brought you through some paths of darkness, some valley of the shadow of death. He's already brought you through some disasters, some setbacks, some sicknesses, some financial trouble. He's already taken you that far. He can help you finish this thing. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, the writer of Ecclesiastes, probably Solomon, said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. It's not how fast you start out. It's he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. This is an endurance race. You can't give up because this happens or that happens. You've got to look at your goal. You have to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We can't be looking at just all the things that are going to come against us. You know you're in a war, right? You know the devil is going to shoot at you, don't you? You see, the Bible says we got to take on the whole armor of God. We got to expect that we're going to be shot at. But we can't quit. We can't lay down. We can't stop. We have to finish this thing. He says, I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. It doesn't matter how bright you burn at the beginning. You need to be there at the end of the race. If you're not there at the end of the race, you still don't get the prize. It's not how fast you start off. But it's he that endureth to the end. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 says, and he shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. You can't quit. We've got to finish this thing. I started this race a long, long time ago. I was baptized when I was 9, but that won't count if I don't finish this thing. It doesn't matter how long you've been serving God. It's he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. It's not about how much you have done before. It's, are you going to be there when your name is called, when the trumpet sounds? Will you hear your name called? You got to finish this thing. You can't quit now. You know, there's times when we look at our lives and we go through all of these troubles and trials, and the devil wants to say, why are you bothering? It's just hopeless. You should just give up. But I want to tell you now, the question is, how do we finish this thing? It's all very well the pastor getting up here and telling you, you got to finish this thing. I want to give you some help today. I want to give you some words of life today. I want to show you what the scripture says about how you can finish this thing. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 says, seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Now, that's the first clue to finishing this thing. You got to hold fast onto something. My father-in-law, he was a businessman. He had shops, and I remember him passing through to my wife one little snippet of wisdom. He said, when you get to the end of the rope, you got to tie a knot in it and keep climbing, right? Hold and climb. Climb and hold, one of the two. But you got to hold fast is what the scripture says. You can't give up. It says you got to hold fast to our profession. That's number one, if you're going to finish this thing. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. The second thing that's going to help us is we have a high priest. We have an advocate who understands. He's actually run the track before us. He knows every curve. He knows where the rocky parts are. He knows where the pit holes are. We have a high priest who can understand what you're going through. That's number two. This is how you're going to be able to finish this thing. He goes on to say he was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to a throne of grace. That's the third thing that's going to help us finish this thing. When you start to hit the rocky parts, you better come boldly to a throne of grace. You better drop to your knees and start to call on the King of Kings, the one who knows the way. He is our coach. He has been around this track. He knows where all the steep parts are. He knows where the little rocks are that are going to trip you up. We have to come boldly to a throne of grace. How do you finish this thing? It seems so impossible. But these three clues are how you're going to finish this race. Number one, it says hold fast to your profession. That means your declaration of faith. When you started this, you said, when you went down into that pool, when you were baptized, you made a public confession. You said, yes, I'm going to live for Jesus. Yes, my whole old life is past. Yes, I'm turning around. You've got to hold fast to that declaration, that profession of faith. That's how you're going to finish this thing. You have to remember what you declared, what you stated with your mouth, what you prepared with your lips. Number two, as I said, we have a high priest who can be touched by our weaknesses. Our coach has run this track. He knows all of the little crooked parts. He knows the places where the curve is very sharp, where you can easily fall off. So when you're in trouble, you got to turn to him. Number three, there is a throne of grace. There is a beautiful throne of grace. In Bible study, we taught about the color of that throne. Everyone remember that? What color that is? Blue. A blue throne. That means it's a throne of grace. That was what was covering the garments in the tabernacle. There was a blue color. That was representing God's grace. You need these three things to finish the race. Hold fast to your profession. Remember your coach has been this way before. And secondly, you can call upon him anytime. Now, there's people that call on me at 2 a.m. I don't appreciate it, but I understand that sometimes it's an emergency. But Jesus has got no shutdown. He is 24/7. You can call upon him anytime. Amen. In emergency, or if you just want to talk, if you just want to say, Lord, I don't like what's happening in my life. I don't like the way the track is going around right now. He is there and ready to able, because we have got to finish this thing. Don't come to church for 10 years, 52 services a week, and then quit at the end. You have got to finish this thing. You've got to hold fast your declaration of faith, your profession that Jesus is the one that saves you. And you got to hold fast to that. When the devil is trying to turn you around, you got to remember when you made that commitment in that watery grave and said, I confess my sins and I want Jesus to save me. You got to hold fast your profession. Let's see, how do you do that? How do you hold on to your profession when the world is telling you something different? You see, that word means to come into agreement. The Greek word that's used, profession, it means to be in agreement. You know what that means? You got to be in agreement with God's word. That's how you hold fast. Whatever God says, you got to agree with it. The problem is, a lot of us are not in agreement with all of God's word. Let me give you some word that you need to be in agreement with. Romans 12:2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have to be in agreement with that word. That's the profession that you have to hold on if you're going to finish this race. Are you in agreement today with that? That you want God to transform your thinking, transform your way of life? It says, and be not conformed. Don't let the world pressure you into their way of thinking, into their way of acting. You have got to be different. You have got to be changed. You've got to hold fast onto your profession. It says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to think different. In the Old Testament, when we studied consecration, one of the first places the blood was put was on the ears. You know why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to have things coming into your mind that will transform your mind. You got to stop listening to junk. You got to start listening to the word of God. This is how you're going to finish this thing. If all you're hearing is you can't make it, you won't make it. If all you're hearing is you're not any good, you will be no good. But if you can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth you, the end is in sight. Here's another word that you need to come into agreement. When it says profession, that word is homologia. It means to hold fast, to be in agreement with. Here's a word that you need to be in agreement with. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple? Are you in agreement with that? See, if you're going to hold fast to your profession, which is the key to finishing this race, you have to understand who you are. I belong to the King. I am not my own. I am bought with a price. I can't do anything I want. I can't make up my own will. Nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. This is how we're going to finish this thing. What, knowing not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. I can't do everything I'm wanting to do with my flesh. I need to wake up every morning and say, Lord, what is your will? You be my direction. You be my GPS, my God positioning system. You all need one, not just in your car. But you need a God positioning system that's going to lead and direct you if you want to finish this race. You know, when it's a really long road race, the people who are in the race, they actually have people who go down the track and write down notes about where all the curves are and where all the sharp bends are. You know, Jesus has done that for us. Our coach has already prepared the way. He has left his instructions on how to accomplish this race. And if we will just be in agreement with his word, knowing not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. I don't belong to anybody but him. We have to live the word. We have to declare the word. We have to let the word use us. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident. See, when you're in agreement, you have confidence. I'm agreeing that God is going to deliver me, that he's going to take me through this test, that he's going to get me around this next bend, that he's going to keep me on the straightaway. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun. See, God began your journey. When you came into church, when you dropped to your knees, when you said, Lord, I want a change. I want deliverance. I want salvation. He began that good work. I want you to understand he is able. Let's say it together. He is able.
He is able.
Amen. He is able. He that which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We got to finish this thing. We cannot start and then quit. We have to be faithful. You see, the next part here in Philippians, I'm going to give it to you in an amplified version. It says, I am convinced. Philippians 1:6, I am convinced and sure of this very thing. Are you sure about God's word? Some of us don't have agreement with the whole word. We pick and choose like a buffet, which parts we like and which parts, that's a bit too much for us. The disciples, when Jesus first told them that you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood, that was a bit too much for some of them. They liked the healing, they liked the blessings, they liked the miracles, but when the hard word came upon them, some of them said, this is too much. But I'm telling you that if you want to hold fast your profession, you got to eat all of it. Yeah. He said here in Philippians, I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work. Are you convinced that God can take you all the way? If you were convinced, you would be all smiling. Come on now, if you really believe God was going, you were going to heaven tomorrow. If you really believe that tomorrow you were going to heaven, straight to God's throne room, how many of us would be disappointed here? How many of us would be worried about the bills? How many of us would be caring about all the other things? We'd be leaving this place rejoicing with a step in our bounce and a bounce in our step. Amen? We have got to finish this thing. Amen. I am convinced and sure. See, when you hold fast your profession, you are in agreement with the word of God. 2 Timothy 2:3 says, thou therefore endure hardness. Now, just because we're Christians doesn't mean the race is not going to get hard. It doesn't mean that it's not going to get steep. It doesn't mean it's always going to be downhill. You know how these old folks used to say, I used to have to go to school and walk 5 miles uphill both ways. Don't know how that works. But you know, they used to tell those stories about how hard it was when they were a young person and how easy you guys have it now. I'm telling you, this race is not going to be easy, but there is a coach who has gone this way before. And when you look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher, I like that word, finisher. There's nothing better than when you come to the end of something hard. Amen. There's nothing better than when you have come to the end of something hard. Paul was able to say, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished my course, and now there is laid up for me. I want to get to that place where I can say I fought a good fight. We have got to finish this thing. Now let's look a little bit more. It says holding fast means declaring to Satan, I'm finished with you and I'm no longer a slave to sin. That's when it says hold fast to the profession. It's declaring your testimony. I am now redeemed from the curse of sin. You have to speak to yourself sometimes. Did you know that? Anybody here speak to themselves? You got to speak to yourself. You got to tell this flesh what it has to do. Otherwise, it'll get you doing what you don't want to do. You got to say sometimes, I'm a child of the King. I can't be thinking those things. I say that. I say that in the bathroom to myself. Amen. I'm a child of the King. I can't be thinking. I got to finish this thing. I got to finish this thing. What good would it be if I went to church my whole life practically, and at the last, I don't make it? How sad that would be. Many of you here have gone to church nearly all your life. You've got to finish this thing. Philippians 4:13, here's a word that you should be in agreement with. It says, I can do some things, the things I like, the things my flesh likes. It says, I can do all things. So there is nothing that you cannot do through Christ. There is no obstacle that you can't overcome. Now, sometimes deliverance is in the fire. Sometimes God doesn't save you from the fire. He saves you in the fire, like the three Hebrew boys. Sometimes you get thrown in the fire, but you know, look around. There'll be someone else who has promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. When you look around on this track, the coach is right there. He's right there. He's saying, come on now, you can make it. You don't have far to go. This turn is going to be hard, but listen, I have been this way before. I have been through here, and because I live, you shall live also. Isn't that what the book says? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, the second thing I said about making it is he can be touched. This coach understands when your knees go out. Any of you do some exercise? Four weeks ago, my hip went out and I couldn't exercise. But you see, our coach has been that way. He's been spit upon. He's been called names. He's been mistreated. He understands what you're going through. And when he understands, you can have confidence. You know, if someone who has never lived your life comes and starts encouraging you and say, yeah, you can make it. You know, you look at them like, what are you talking about? You don't understand. Well, I'm telling you that this coach understands where you're sitting right now. He understands what you have gone through. And that's why we got to finish this thing. John chapter 20, verse 22. You know, when you're a runner, about halfway through, you get winded. But you know how you're going to finish this thing? You got to get the second breath. Jesus knew that about this race. So you know what he did in John 20:22? He breathed on them. And when he said this, he breathed. He was about to leave them. The coach was about to leave them. And they were going to go through some hard parts of the course. But he knew they were going to need a second wind, a second breath. And so he breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." You know how you're going to make this race? You're going to need the Holy Ghost. That's the end, beginning, and finish of it. You need that second wind. When your flesh can't make it, when you don't have any more strength, you start to call on the reserves of the Holy Ghost. And you start to get that second wind, that second rest. He said, "Those that have believed do enter into my rest." You can be in a fight, but yet rested because you know what the outcome is. You know, I used to read a lot of books, but I hated books that didn't have a happy ending. I might go to the end just to make sure it ended happy, then I go back and read the book. What I want to tell you, that our book has a happy ending. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. We got to finish this thing. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, he says, "Enter in at the straight gate." People will be telling you, "The track goes this way. This is the easier shortcut. Go down this way. This path is easier. It's all downhill." And it is all downhill. But Jesus, our coach, already warned us about that kind of advice. He said, "Enter in at the straight gate." That means it's narrow, it's tight, it's not an easy fit. People will be jostling you, but that's the way to go. "For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction." And there's a whole lot of people going that way. Be afraid if you're in a crowd. If everyone's in a crowd and you're going that way, you know, you may be just floating downstream. You don't want to be going that way. It says for straight, narrow. It's a fight. It's an endurance. It's not a sprint. Amen. You know, I see these cars that they go flying past me. And it's like they're only driving to look 100 feet in it. I can see the light is red about, you know, half a mile. And they're not going to go very far. And I just sit at 25 and when they get down there, I just cruise up beside them. And I just look across and say, like, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Amen? You know, if you're going to make it, you're going to have to finish this thing. Amen. "Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go therein." You see, it's not about the crowd. One person with God is the majority. That's a fact. You just have to be one person with God. You're in the majority. You may not see anybody else, but if you're with God, that is the majority. He outweighs anybody else. You just have to be going in his direction. Amen. When you're going in his direction, you can finish this thing. The last part of finishing this thing, I said that we have a throne of grace. Isn't that awesome? Because in this race, let me tell you something, you are going to fall down. Proverbs 24:16, "For a just man falleth down, falleth seven times." But here's the key, he don't give up. I might have fallen down last week, but you know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go through the throne of grace. My coach tells me that's where you can get healed, where you can get delivered, where you can obtain mercy in a time of need. I am going to finish this thing, and I mean to finish it going away. Amen? If you could stand with me, I'm finishing this thing. "For a just man falleth seven times, but riseth up again." It's when you don't get up is the trouble. It's when you quit. It's when you stay down, when you believe Satan's lies that you can't make it, that God doesn't love you, that he won't forgive you. If you will come to him with an honest heart, a broken and a contrite heart, the Bible says he will not despise. So even if you fall down seven times on this race, you got to finish this thing. The coach is saying, get up, don't stay down, get up, get up. Satan is saying, you might as well quit, it's too hard. It's that time you need to come boldly to the throne of grace. The Bible says where you can obtain mercy. I need mercy, I need grace, I need God's love. I need his covering. And I'm telling you today that we got to finish this thing. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, you got to finish this thing. It's no good starting the race. You know, it's like these people on Capitol, they go zooming past. And it's like they don't see the light is red. They're not going anywhere. I'm still going to make it. Amen. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Hallelujah. In Matthew it says, but it's he that endures. That means there's going to be a fight. The fight will be with your flesh sometimes. Sometimes it'll be family. Sometimes it'll be sickness. Sometimes it'll be the job. But you can endure. Don't look at yourself. Look at the coach. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher. You know, in the relay race, they usually put the fastest guy at the last. Jesus is the finisher. He's going to help you across the line. Don't look back. Looking unto Jesus, who is the finisher, the author and the finisher. Remember, I said I don't like reading sad stories, but I know the author of this book, and in the end we win. In the end we win. Revelation 21 verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears, and there shall be no more sickness, nor crying, nor sorrow, for the former things are passed away. That's why I've got to finish this thing. I've got to finish. I don't have any ambition anymore as far as earthly things. I only do what I have to do to put bread on the table, but I want to finish this thing. Shall I tell you where the finish line is? It's God's throne room. There's a line there. There's a banner there. Maybe some of you can see it by faith. It's coming. All you have to do is hold on a little bit more. Hold on to the profession of your faith, your declaration that God is going to save you, that he loves you, that he wants you, that you're his child. And we can finish this thing. The altars are open. We've already been blessed in praise and worship and an anointing. I just wanted to leave you a word of encouragement to let you know that there's three things that you can do. Hold fast to your profession. Understand that the coach has been this way before, and that there is an altar of grace. That's how you're going to finish this thing. Hallelujah. God is such a good God. He wants us to change our destination. He doesn't want us to go with the crowd, but he has got a race line that's coming up. When they're on the last lap, as the races go around the last lap, you know what happens? There's a bell that rings. There's a bell that rings, letting them know you've only got a little bit more. One more time round. One more time round. That's all you got to do. This is where you put in the effort. This is where you give it your all. One more time. And you can finish this thing. I didn't put in all the scriptures, but you can look them up. The Bible speaks a lot about a race. Run that you may obtain. Don't run as if you're not trying to win. The Bible says, run that you may obtain. That's what we got to do. If we will just not give up. Hallelujah. We're going to close this service. We're going to pray for those who are at the altar. Pray for all of you that when you go out tomorrow, you'll say to the Lord, I'm going to finish this thing. Amen. Put on that garment of praise. Put on that garment of praise. Make a sacrifice of praise even when you don't feel it. And let's finish this thing. Hallelujah. If you could all bow your heads with me. Father, we just thank you right now.